Hi, my dear creators, and welcome back to the Life Creators Podcast, the podcast that's all about your well-being journey and that will help you create your life. I'm Sams, your host, and this month, to honor all the beautiful women out there, we're diving into the importance of prioritizing women's mental well-being. As we commemorated Women's Day last week, check out my newsletter on www.lifecreatorszz.com. It's essential to recognize the unique challenges that women face when it comes to maintaining their mental health. From societal pressure to hormonal fluctuations, women navigate a myriad of stressors that can impact their emotional and psychological well-being. Additionally, expectation from the society and gender norms can exert significant pressure on women, influencing how they perceive themselves and their worth. From unrealistic beauty standard to the expectation of being the perfect wife, mother, and professional, women often feel the weight of these expectations bearing down on them, contributing to the feelings of being inadequate, not enough, and feeding their self-doubt. Another significant factor affecting women's mental health is hormonal fluctuations. From puberty to menopause, fluctuation in estrogen and progesterone level can affect mood, energy levels, and overall well-being. These hormonal shifts can contribute to symptoms of anxiety, depression, and mood swings. As these hormonal changes impact not only the woman but also her loved one, this further underscores the importance of prioritizing women's health. Now, while mental health is a universal concern, research has shown that women and men may experience mental health issues differently. Let's dive into some of these differences and speak facts for a second. Firstly, women are more likely than men to experience anxiety disorder, such as generalized anxiety disorder and panic disorder. Studies have suggested that societal pressures, hormonal fluctuation, and a tendency to ruminate on problems may contribute to this disparity. On the other hand, men are more likely to die by suicide, with suicide rates being significantly higher amongst men than women. However, women are more likely to attempt suicide, highlighting a gender difference in suicidal behavior. Factors such as socialization, coping mechanism, and access to mental health resources may influence these patterns. Another sad truth is that postpartum depression is a mental health issue that uniquely affects women, occurring in approximately 10 to 15% of new mothers. Hormonal changes, sleep deprivation, and the stress of adjusting to parenthood can contribute to the development of postpartum depression, underscoring the importance of screening and support for new mothers. One more fact for this podcast is that women are more likely to suffer from Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease due to higher stress and anxiety experienced over life combined with hormonal changes. Now, despite these differences, it's essential to recognize that mental health is a shared concern that affects people of all gender. By understanding these differences and promoting gender-sensitive approaches to mental health care, we can create a more inclusive and supporting environment for everyone. And that's where we're coming from today. So, what can we do to support women in prioritizing their mental well-being? Here are some tips. Tip number one, encourage self-care activities that promote relaxation and stress relief, such as meditation, yoga, or engaging in hobbies. Do more of what you like and less of what you dislike. I know it sounds easy, but it's more difficult to do than to say. Make sure to take some time out just for yourself to indulge in pampering and just chilling. Even if it's just to watch an episode of your favorite series with some popcorn and a face mask, whatever works for you. Tips number two, foster a supportive environment where us women feel empowered to seek help and support from friends, family, or mental health professionals. This is where reducing the amount of time and energy in toxic relationship is essential. Spend more time nurturing the good relationship of your life. If you feel stuck somewhere, do not hesitate to ask for help. You can contact a healthcare professional if you feel depressed or anxious. Speak to a friend. If you want to improve your well-being, you can use a coach. At Life Creators, we have great resources to improve your life, and it's free. Contact me either via the podcast or on www.lifecreators.com or even via social media, and I'll be more than happy to share some free resources and give you more details on our well-being and life coaching packages. Tips number three, challenge the norms of our society. Redefine success the way you see it. If you want to achieve something, your gender or age should not be a barrier. Put the effort in it and you can reach all your goal. Create this space that is safe for yourself and others to express who you are and promote authenticity. To reach this level, you first have to accept yourself for who you are and be kind to yourself, and also understand that you are doing the best you can with what you have. Again, something we can help with at Life Creators. This brings me to number four. Practice mindfulness techniques to cultivate self-awareness and emotional resilience. This will help navigate challenges in life with greater ease. And finally, last but not least, tips number five, prioritize hormonal health through a balanced nutrition, regular exercise, and seeking medical support when needed. Do not follow blindly all the Instagram influencer telling you to drink this or eat that. I've done the mistake, I've done that, found myself with a lot of breakout on my face, being even more tired. So ask for help via a nutritionist, a well-being coach, books, or make sure you do extensive research based on your body type, the age you're at, and the hormones that you're experiencing. Everybody is different, and there is not one recipe for everyone. As we celebrate Women's Day, let's commit to prioritizing women's mental well-being and creating a world where every woman feels valued, empowered, and capable of achieving optimal mental health. Not only one day in the year, but all year round. You can read more about these tips on my website in the blog area on lifecreators.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Life Creators podcast to create the life you want. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe for more inspiring content. Until next time, take care and prioritize your mental well-being. Happy Women's Day, month, and year, everyone!